Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph is trying to identify what is the Toda of Bor. What is the Ava Bor? What is the Toda of Bor? Because that's our discussion. A Toda San Kiyotze Bahen Olav Kiyotze Bahen. Chikamer of Papa, Toda de Bor. Toda de Bor, my Nihu, says the Gemara. Ile ma'av yu the Toda tes, lo tes ksidi, lo yu ksidi. You want to tell me that there are two types of bor? There's a bor asara tfachim and there's a bor tisha tfachim. But it doesn't say asara or tisha in the pasuk. Lokasha v'hamesi alo amrachmana v'kimlu l'rabbanan yud abdi nisa tes nizik and abdi nisa alo abdi. No, it says v'hamesi alo in the pasuk, and Chazal understand that a bor asara yesh bo kedei l'hamis. So it's ksivi b'kra asara. So maybe that's the pshat, that a bor asara is in the av of bor and the... And less than a bor asara, not just a bor of tes, but as the Rambam says, anything less than asara, even a kolshu can do hezek. You can trip in a bor that's only a tefach and you can break a leg. So everything less than asara, that's a bor for nizokim. And that should be a tolda, because it's not learned directly from the pasuk. In fact, the Gemara, no. So v'zov, zav, l'misa, v'zav, l'nizokim. They should both be considered avos. V'amesi alo is talking about a bor asara, that's yesh b'kdei l'hamis. And a bor tes, a bor less than yud, also should be an avlin azokin, says the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, no, ela avna sakinam aso, shenichem b'rosh gaga, shenichem b'shus harabim b'iziku. No, the told of bor is not a bor tes, but rather, avna sakinam aso, shenichem b'shus harabim b'iziku. So what's the shock of the tire of the Gemara? That's what we started discussing last time. What's the shock of the tire? Initially, the Gemara couldn't figure out what's the Toldah? You can't say Bor Yud, Bor Tes, because it's not written neither one in the Pasuk. Pashup Shana in the Gemara is it's not written neither Bor Asara nor Bor Tisha in the Pasuk. Then it says, Vamesi Alo is written in the Pasuk, and that's a Bor Asara. So you see, Bor Asara is in the Pasuk. So Bor Asara is the Av, and Bor Tes is going to be the Toldah. And then the Gemara asks, no, but maybe Bor Asara is the Av Lamisa, and Tes is Avlin Azakim. Avlin Azakim, but it's not written in the Pasuk. So what was the Gemara thinking? So says Rashi that the initial kasha, the pshuto. Let's take Rashi kipshuto before we see Tosfos. Maybe we'll have to work on Rashi more and refine what Rashi is saying. But let's take Rashi kipshuto. That at first the Gemara is saying it's not written beferish in the pasuk either bar asara or bar tisha. So how can either one be considered an av? We keep on assuming that something that comes misvara is only a tolda, it's not the aso. If neither bar asara nor bar tisha is written in the pasuk, then neither one can be an av. Dr. Gemara, no, v'amesi alo tells me that the bor that's written in the pasuk, it says ki yiftach ish bor o ki yichr ish bor. Bor in the pasuk is talking about yesh b'kadei l'hamis, so a bar asara is written in the pasuk, so that's going to be the av, and the bor tes is going to be a tolda. In fact, the Gemara, no, but ze avlin isav, ze avlin izokin. A bor tes should be considered an av, but it's not written in the pasuk. So Rashi has two pshat. Either no, v'amesi alo teaches me that a bor asara is yesh bo kedei l'hamis, but there's a diuk from that. If yesh bo kedei l'hamis is chayef emisa, then less than yesh bo kedei l'hamis, less than asara, meaning a bor tisha or less than that, should be chayef for nezek. Right, just like a bor asara is written in the pasuk v'amesi alo, so too a diuk from v'amesi alo is that a bor of less than yud is royal in a zakin, so you should be chayef in ezek. So don't tell me that tes is not an avl in a zakin because it's not written in the pasuk. It is written in the pasuk, not beferish, but from a diuk from the lashon of the pasuk. Aye, but it's only a diuk, it's not beferish in the pasuk. So we suggested that Rashi holds that a diuk is not a svara. Diuk still means that it's emerging from the words of the pasuk, so it can be an avlin is on. This is the first pshat of Rashi. The Mishnachrin of Rashi is, no, we're not learning from a diuk, we're learning from a pasuk, the Farish, explicit. Why? It says, v'nacho shama sharach hamar, ki yiftach ishbar, o ki yichar ishbar, v'lo yichasena v'nacho shama sharach hamar, bala bo yishalem. So v'nacho shama sharach hamar is a loshon klali, it's a general loshon. So it sounds like whatever happens to the shor or the chamor in the bor, you're going to be chayav for that. Bein meis, bein huzak. So the default is that the pasuk is referring both to a bor lemisa and a bor lenezaka. But the problem is the chachamim have a kabbalah that only a bor yud is roi lemisa. A bor tisha is not roi lemisa. So you can't be chayav for misa on a bor tisha. So what does V'nafo Shama Sharach Hamor talk about? Right? V'nafo Shama Sharach Hamor is talking Bein Meis Bein Huzak, but yet a Bar Asara is only Roy, is Roy Lamisa and Lenezik V'les Nesa is not Roy Lamisa. So what is V'nafo Shama Sharach Hamor going on? Right? It can only, if we're talking about Misa, let's say the Shor dies. So if you're talking about the Misa Sashor, they can't be going on any type of Bar. It has to only be going on Bar Asara, because the Chazal have a Kabbalah that if it's less than Asara, then we say that Lo Machas HaBor Meis. So what is V'nafo Shama Shor Hamar going on? It can only mean a Bar Asara if you're talking about Misa. But if you're talking about Nezek, since even less than Asara can produce a Nezek, even a Bar of Tisha can produce a Nezek, so the Nafal Shama Shara Ochamor could be going on Nezek as long as it's less than Asar. No, the positive of Nafal Shama Shara Ochamor tells me that Bein Meis Bein Huzak, the Balabar is going to be Chayev. What's that going on? What kind of a sheer bar? This is the Chacham of a Kabbalah that you can't, that it's not Roy Lahamis unless it's a Bar Asara. So for Misa, it needs a Bar Asara. But if it's only Nezek, if only Nezek occurred to the Shara, it wasn't a Misa. So we go back to the default that Nafo Shama Shora Chamor means Bein Meis Bein Huzak, meaning even if Nezek occurs, you're going to be Chayev. How do I know that? The Pasuk says so. Right? That's the default of the Pasuk. Not that V'Meis Yalo is a Diuk that teaches me that less than Yud is a Borla Nezak. No, Nafo Shama Shora Chamor is Bein Meis Bein Huzak. It's just for a Bar Asara, you're only going to be Chayev for a Misa, but for a Bar of less than Asara, you could be Chayev for Nezak. This is Rashi. So that's why the Gemara thought that there can be an Avlin Nezakin if it's less than you, because it's learned from the Pasuk, either from V'nafo Shama Shara Hamor, or it's a Diyuk from V'Meis Yalo. Comes Tosfos, and is very troubled with the Rashi. Let's see Tosfos, so let's see the Kashas Tosfos had on Rashi. And then we'll try to figure out maybe is there an answer for Rashi. Lo Yud Ksiv, Lo Tes Ksiv. Heima, Frek Tosfos, Frek Apora, Tnan, Mabor yesh bo kdei lahamis asara. Pirsh bo kunches distam bor yesh bo yud. In kain yud ksiv. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says that hachofer bor o shiach ha-ma'ara is chayif. So in kain lama nemar bo. If you chayif for a shiach and a ma'ara too, even for a trench, something that we wouldn't call a bor, a regular pit, but it's a narrow trench, or maybe it's not even so tall, so why does it say bor? So the mission itself says that it says bor because yesh bo kedei lahamis asar tzvachim, then you chayev for the misa. So how do you know that yesh bo kedei, that bor means yesh bo kedei lahamis? So Rashi there writes it's stam bor asar tzvachim. A stam bor is ten tzvachim. So frak taisis, if a stam bor is ten tzvachim, so then how can we say lo yud ksivi lo tes ksivi? The first kash of the Gemara is how can you say that a bor asar is the av and a bor tes is only the tolda lo yud ksiv lo tes ksivi yud ksiv. It says ki yiftach ish bor. It uses a lashon of bor, and if stam bor is asar tzvachim, so then it does say yud in the pasuk. So what's Rashi saying? That's kasha number one. If you say stam bor asara, so then it says it's ki yiftach ish bor ki yichre ish bor. It says that a bar asara, bala bar yishalim, so it's ksivi b'kro. The old kasha frektayis is the achadar shmi v'ameis yalo. Here it sounds in the Gemara that v'ameis yalo is the mokar that yichay for a bar asara, not from just the word bar. And yet, if Rashi is right, it's tam bar asara tfachim hu, then we should learn from bar. What do you need v'ameis yalo for? What do you need v'ameis yalo to tell me that you chayev for misa and a bar if it's a bar asara? No, you know they're from stam bar, because stam bar asara tfachim. The ode, a third kashin. The besamach parech, sov zav, lemisa vizav, av, lenezokin, pirish, hakunches, the nafo shamashor, mashra bein meis bein huzak. Nafo shamashor is mashra bein meis bein huzak. Kain ki darshin an shor v'lo odam, havale lemayid, nami odam in ezokin. What's Tosfos to say? Rashi learns that what does it mean? Zav lemisav zav lenezokin. The v'nafal shamashor or chamar is mashav emes ben huzag. So notice, Tosfos is picking on the second lashon of Rashi. Tosfos is not asking a kasha according to the first lashon, but according to the second lashon, the v'nafal shamashor is mashav emes ben huzag. So that's where we know zav lenezokin, that bortes is also an av because it's in the pasuk. If that's the case, says Tosfos, be careful. V'nafal shamashor might be mechayev, but there's a miut also. Nafal shama shor o chamor, shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim. Shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim. We have a miyot to teach me that there's a ptur of adam bebar, there's a ptur of kelim bebar. At least according to the Chachamim, the Rebbe Yehuda. What does that mean? That there's a ptur of adam, there's a ptur of kelim. So that's the Gemara on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. A complicated Gemara, but it's an important Gemara because we're going to relate to it. When we turn the Omud, the Gemara Amud Beis, we see the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel have a Machlokas there. When does the principle of Bor apply, the Mazik of Bor? So everyone agrees that if you dig a Bor in Rishus HaRabim, clearly the principle of Bor applies. You don't own the Rishus HaRabim. You don't have any right to that Rishus HaRabim. It's not yours, but the Torah puts it in your Rishus. You clearly mafkir your Bor. You never owned it to begin with. It doesn't belong to you. But even if you chauffeur bar in your own rishus, if you give people rishus to come into your property and you mafkir your bar, it's the same idea, right? That's a classical bar. That means a bar that you were mafkir, that technically you don't really own, but the Torah puts it in your rishus because you have a responsibility to watch. Question is, what's the din if you're not mafkir the bar? If you're not mafkir, what does it mean I'm not mafkir the bar? I don't own the rishus around anyway. I dug in the rishus around. What gives me the right to own the bar? The answer is, let's say I have something. I have Avnas Akinu Maso, I have a Kad, I have something that fell in Rishus HaRabim, and now someone might trip on that item. Oh, so that item still belongs to me. I haven't been mafkir the item. Maybe I want to take it back. Right? If I haven't been mafkir the item, I own the item, but now it's what we call a Bor Rishus HaRabim. It's not a classical Bor in the sense that I dug in Rishus HaRabim, but it's also a Bor. It's a Takola. Takola in the Rishus HaRabim, but let's say I'm not mafkir it. I still want it. So that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What are you chayav for? Why are you chayav in such a case? The Mishnah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, writes, Nishbar Akadu Rishus HaRabim V'huch Lekecha B'mayim HaShaloka B'charis Eschayim. Let's say a person was carrying a kad, carrying a pitcher of some sort with water in it, in the Rishus HaRabim, and the pitcher breaks, and then someone comes and he slips. He slips on the water. He is damaged by the charis, by the earthenware, by the kad itself. So says the Mishnah, the person who owned the kad is going to be chayav. So comes the Gemara and says, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, in what case is he chayav? What was damaged? What was damaged by that hakol? So Rav says, we're talking about that the person's kelim were damaged. The person is walking by now, and he slips. He's okay. He dusts himself off. He walks away. But the problem was he was carrying something, carrying some glass kelim, and the glass kelim broke. Glass kelim broke. So Rav says that's what the Mishnah means to say, that huchlok echad b'mayim, oshaloka b'charsis, not that the person was huzak, but rather tinfu kela b'mayim. The kelim became damaged. They became soiled or they broke. But says Rav, if hu atzmo, if he himself were damaged, then the person, the balabor, the balakad, would be potter, because karka olam he's ikasim. His bar wasn't damaged, this individual. It's not his water. It's not his charsis that damaged him. The person got damaged because he fell on the ground. So the ground damaged him. That's no chiyuv for bar then, according to Rav. So Rav says the case of Nishbar Kadu B'Rishus HaRabim is talking about that the nizak wasn't damaged, but gufo, his kelim were damaged. Kelim. Shmuel says, no, that can't be. That can't be. Why? Because if the balakad is going to be chayiv midin bor, there's a ptur of kelim bebor. So you can't be talking about that the kelim wahuzak. If the kelim wahuzak, so then he wouldn't be chayiv bichlal. Ki amisa kameda Shmuel amali michti avna sakin maso mi bor lamadnu. What the case that you're talking about is nishbar kadu b'rishus HaRabim. That's like avna sakin maso, something that belongs to the person. It's nishbar b'rishus HaRabim. He still owns it. He still owns it. So if mi bor lamadnu, if avna sakin maso, we learn from bor that you're chayiv for the nezek. Kulan ani kareba and shor v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim. The pasuk says v'nafal shama shor o chamar, and we darshan the Chachamim de Rabbi Yehuda darshin shor v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim. Again, it's a machlokas tanoim. We paskin shor v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim. So says Shmuel, you see that there's a ptur of kelim b'bor. So if avna sakin masal, the chiyuv for a takola of avna sakin masal is from bor, so then there should be a ptur of kelim. continue Shmuel Bahanimili Inyan Kitala Avalinyan Nizakin Adam Chayva Kalim Pturim. He just explains that Shorvalo Adam doesn't mean that you're potter any time that an Adam is Huzak Bibar. It means you're potter for Kitala. If a person dies in the bar, if it's a bar asara that's Yeshbuk of Elohamas, and the person falls into the bar and dies, so then there's a Ptur of Kofir. That's Shorvalo Adam. But if the Adam is Huzak Babar, if the Adam is Huzak Babar, Avadi you're going to be Chayah for the Adam. Shorvel Adam doesn't mean you're not Chayah for any Nezek that occurs to the Adam. No, you're Chayah for your Potter for Misa. If the Adam was Mace Babar, so then you're going to be Potter for the Adam. But in Huzak Avadi you're going to be Chayah. As opposed to Kalim. Kalim is a Ptur Babar. In Huzku HaKalim, then you're going to be potter. So says Shmuel, how can you say that Nishbar Kaga B'Shis Rabban is talking about that tinful kelim b'mayim, but the kelim will huzak? This is a case of takola B'Shis Rabban, that you were carrying something. It's like Avnos Sakinu Maso that you were carrying, and then you put it down in B'Shis Rabban, or it fell or broke or whatever. It's a takola B'Shis Rabban that you weren't mafkir yet. If you weren't mafkir, then we're going to learn Yechia from Bar. If you learn Yechia from Bar, there should be a Ptur of Kelim Bar. That's Shmuel's Kashi. So what must the case be? Not that Tinifu Kelim B'Mayim, but rather that the Adam was Huzak. The Adam was Huzak. There's no Miyad for Adam. There's a Miyad for Adam from Misa. Sharvala Adam means that if the Adam died in the Bar, then there's no Chiv of Kofar. But if the Adam is Huzak, Avad, there's going to be a Chiv. So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what's the case of the Mishnah? The fact that someone was huzak in the charsis or the mayim, does that mean that the person was damaged? He himself was damaged. Nizke gufa, right? He himself was damaged in the charsis or the mayim, or is the pshat that his kelim were damaged in the charsis or the mayim? What's that dependent on? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether avnos akinu maso is derived from bor, is derived from what? So says the Gemara, v'rav hani milihecha de afkirinu, hecha de lo afkirinu mamonahu. If you're mafkir the Avnos Sakinu Maso, then it has a din of bor. But if you're not mafkir the Avnos Sakinu Maso, what do they have a din of? Mamono. What kind of avnezek is that? Says the Gemara in other places, explains, the Gemara in Gimel Amabeis, Rav learns that Avnos Sakinu Maso, the chi of nezek is learned from shor. Shor? Shane, the regular, Karen. Says egomotzi, there's hano, there's kavanos lahazim, what's going on? So we'll see. But basically what Rav is saying, without jumping the gun too much, Rav is saying that you're chayiv because your mamon was mazik this person. Right? The Pashup Shad is what Tosis is going to say on Gimel Bay, is that fundamentally it's learned from Shor, but you need a ma'atzad, you need to add something else because you can't learn it directly from Shor. Shor is a balchai, the mamon is not necessarily a balchai. Shor is kavanos lahazik, the kad is not kavanos lahazik. So you can't learn directly from Shor. But Rav is saying it's not learned from bar. It's not be'ikr a bar. Why? Because what's the ikr case of bar according to Rav? What's the ikr case of bar? Hifkir bar. If you mafkir the bar, then it has a din of bar. But this is a case where you're not mafkir. If you're not mafkir and you still own the avnos sakinu maso, it can't be midin bar, says Rav. It has to be midin mamono shehizik. So we call that Shor. We call that Shor. It basically means it's his mama that was mazik and that's it. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, if a person has a takola b'shus harabim, and that takola is mazik someone, a yichay midin shor, midin mamon, or midin bor. What's the nafkemina? Kalim. If you chay midin bor, so then shor v'lo adam chamar v'lo kalim, tells me that you're potter for kalim. If you chay midin shor, so then you can be chay for kalim, because the shor is mazik kalim, and you can be chay for that. So that's the nafkemina between Rav and Shmuel. What do we see from the Gemara? That Shor v'lo Adam Chamar v'lo Kelim tells me that there's a Ptur of Kelim Bebar. A Ptur of Kelim Bebar. And what's that referring to? What's that case referring to? Well, it's referring to whatever the Bor in the Pasuk is referring to. So that's Tosis Kash against Rashi. That Rashi says in his second Pshat that Nafal Shama Shor is Masha Be'Meis Ben Huzak. Not just Meis, but even Huzak. So it would seem as though if Nafal Shama Shor is referring to even Huzak, it has to be talking about not just a bar asar, but even a bar tisha. Right? Not just a bar lemisa, but even a bar lenizakin. So what should come out then? Shor v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim. There are two miyutim here. Chamar v'lo kelim ayin is the p'tur of kelim abor, but shor v'lo adam, the p'tur of adam should apply even to a bor tisha, not just to a bor asara. The Gemara says clearly on Chav Chesam Abayis that shor v'lo adam only refers to ketola of adam, a chiyuv of kofar if the adam died bebor. The only possibility that there would be a chiyuv of kofar bebor is a bor asara, which is roi lahamis. A bor tisha, there's no havamina to pay kofar because there's no, it's not shayach to misa. Ein bo kedei lahamis. So a bor tisha is only shayach to nezek. So if Rashi learns enough of Shama Shor, is Bein Meis, Bein Huzak, so the miyot of Shor v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim should also apply Bein Meis, Bein Huzak. It should apply Bein for Asara, Bein to Bor Tisha. That Shor v'lo adam tells me that you can't be chayev for Nizke Adam Bebar. And that's against the Gemara. Gemara in Chav Chesam Abay says, Beferish, that Shor v'lo adam is a miyot only from Ketola, only from the chiyev of Kofar, if the person dies in the bar, not from a chiyev Nezek. So going to Rashi, the Gemara Kav Chesam Abayis is not going to work out. These are the three kashas of Tosfos. Now clearly the third kasha is only working on the Lishna Achrina in Rashi. It wouldn't apply to the first Lashon. If you learn that the Nafal Shama Shor is Bein Meis Bein Huza, so then if Tak is a good kasha, that the Miut should apply Bein Meis Bein Huza, it should apply both to Ketola of Adam, a Ptur from Kofar, and to Nizke Adam in a Bor Tisha as well. And yet we know the Gemara Chav Ches says it doesn't apply to this Adam. If Adam is Huzak Bebar, then you're going to be Chayim. Bein Bebar Asar, Bein Bebar Tisha. So these are three kashas that Tosfos has on Rashi. Rabbeinu Peretz adds a fourth kasha. Rabbeinu Peretz says, how can Rashi claim that Stam Bar Asar? He has the three kashas of Tosfos. Hold kasha. But is it? Yosef was thrown into the bar. The Shvatim threw him into the bar, and he couldn't get out. They had to pull him out of the bar. They sold him to the Ishmaelim. They had to pull him out of the bar. Yirmiyahu Hanavi was thrown into a bar also. He was thrown into the prison, into the bar. They didn't have a fancy prison. They threw him into the bar. So if the bor is only Asara Tvachim, I mean, how tall is Asara Tvachim? Pretty small, right? They could easily climb out. Obviously, a bor is more than Asara Tvachim. How can Rashi learn Stam Bor Asara Tvachim? Ki Yiftach Ish Bor means Asara Tvachim, Stam Bor Asara Tvachim, but bor de Yirmio, bor de Yosef, Yochiach, that a bor is more than Asara Tvachim. So what's Rashi talking about? Four blistering kashas against Rashi. First of all, how can the Gemara ask Lo Yud Ksivi Lo Tes Ksivi according to Rashi and Avnun Stam Bor Asara Tvachim? So then, when it says Ki Yiftach Ish Bor, that means Asara Tvachim. Secondly, how can our Gemara say Vamesi Yalo teaches me that the Bor of the pasuk is referring to Asara? From according to Rashi, it sounds like Stam Bor Asara Tvachim. From the word Bor, it should refer to Asara. Thirdly, within the second shot of Rashi, Nafal Shem Ashar is Masha Ben Meis Ben Huzak. So then, the Miut of Shor V'lo Adam Chamar V'lo Kelim should apply even if Huzak, even to a Bor of Tisha. And yet the Gemara Chav Chesam Abayis says beferish that the p'tur of Shor V'lo Adam only applies to Misas Adam, to Ketala, not to Nezek. If an Adam is Huzak Babar, so then Taka the Balabar is going to be Chayav. Fourthly, the Bor the Yimru, Bor the Yosef, Yochiyah, that you can have a Bor that's greater than Asar Tvachim. So how can Rashi say that's Stam Bor Asar Tvachim? Four kashas that the Rishonim are against Rashi. Wow. So how's Rashi going to get out of it? How's he going to climb out of this bar? How's he going to climb out of this dilemma? So comes the Rabbeinu Yeshayah and Shita Mechubetzes, and he offers a very interesting shot in the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi didn't really explain the first kasha. You know, we just said Kipshuto, the first kasha, lo yuk ksivit, lo tes ksivit, means that neither Asar nor Tisha is mentioned in the pasuk. So after Rabbeinu Yeshayah, maybe that's not Rashi's shot in the Gemara. What's Rashi's shot? Nirik the Pirish Rashi. Stambar Asara. The Hocha Hoche Perusha. Lo Tisha Ksivi bin Azakim, lo Asara Ksivi bin Misa, Lechuda. The Dilma Hadik Siv Bor Stam, Behu Asara, Bain le Misa, Bain le Nizakim Kama. Aho Betisha lo Mechayev Af Nizakim. What's Rabbi Yishai saying? What's the Kasha of the Gemara Kwan Jerashi? Kasha is not that it doesn't say Asara or Tisha in the Pasuk. No, that's not the Kasha. It says Asara in the Pasuk. It's Stambar Asara Tvachim. What's the kasha of the Gemara? Rashi is saying, Stambor Asarat Tfachim, Avada, we know the measurement of the bor in the Pasuk, but who says the Pasuk distinguishes between Nisa as opposed to Nezek? Who says that you're only Chayiv for Misa? Who says that the Shir Asara is Dafka for Misa, and that for Nezek, even less than Asara, you could be Chayiv? Maybe Stambor Asar Tvachim tells me that if it's Asar Tvachim, you can be Chayiv for Misa and for Nezek, and if it's less than Asar Tvachim, you're not going to be Chayiv Bechlal, even for Nezek. That's the Kasha Gemara. Not that it doesn't say Yud or Tes in the Pasuk. It says Yud in the Pasuk because it says Bor. And Stambor Asar Tvachim. The Kasha is, how do you know the Chiluk between Misa and Nezek? How do you know that Nezek, that a Bor of less than Asara, is a bar l'nezakin? Maybe a bar l'nezakin is also asara tvachim because stam bar asara. Maybe it's both for misa and for nezakin. That's the kasha of the gemara. The gemara of amesi alo tells me that it has to be roy lahomis in order to be considered a bar. It has to be roy lahomis in order to be considered a bar. So the stam bar in the pasuk is taka asara tvachim, but it's yesh bo kedei lahomis. But a bar of less than asara is not kedei lahamis. It's only roi for nezek. It's not roi for misa. So that's not included within the case of the pasuk. So if huzak, if the behemo, the person is huzak in a bar of tisha, so then he will be chayiv. You don't need a bar asara for nezek because it's not in the pasuk. Bamesi alo tells me that the bar asara in the pasuk is only for misa. Then the gemara turns around and says, what? That maybe tes is also an. And Avlin is okay. What does that mean? But you told me that Vamesi Alo teaches me that only a bar asara is mentioned in the pasuk. No, so to that Rashi has two pshatim. Vamesi Alo teaches me a bar asara for misa, but from the diuk we learn that a bar of less than asara is roy finezik, and you'll be chayiv finezik. So it's like it's mentioned before in the pasuk. Or v'nafal shamashar is ben meis ben huzak. So you see that a bor l'nezakin, and a bor of less than tes is also a bor of less than asar is also mentioned in the pasuk, and that's the shak of the taira. The gemara going to Rashi with the Rabbeinu Yishai. Okay, that the kasha of the gemara. What's changing now is that the kasha of the gemara is not that yud or tes are not written. Neither of them is written in the pasuk. No, stam bor asar tvachim asar is written. The kasha of the gemara was, where do you see a chilek between nisa as opposed to nezek? Maybe taka for nezek, you also need a bor of yud. Says the Gemara, Bamesi Alo teaches me that no, only a bor that's roy lemisa is that yud is roy lemisa, but less than yud is roy lenezek. You'll be chayav for nezek. Okay. You know, it's interesting. It's not really Rashi's fault. Tosfos his first kasha on Rashi. And how can Rashi say? How can Rashi interpret the Gemara lo yiksiv and lo teskiv? But Rashi says tam bor asar tvachim. But this is Rashi's invention, Stambar Asar Tvachim. L'chor, it's coming from somewhere. From where? Where is Rashi getting it from? He's getting it from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis, no? The Mishnah says, Zechar HaChover Bor, Mashiach Ma'ora is Chayiv. So why does it say Bor? Kein Matam Alam Bor. Ma Bor Yesh B'Kadei L'Homis, Mashiach Ma'ora Yesh B'Kadei L'Homis. How do you know Bor is Yesh B'Kadei L'Homis? What's he saying? It sounds like the word bor is teaching me yesh bo kedei lahamis. Rashi says stambor asara tvachim. That's in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asara tvachim. Of course, sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asara tvachim. It's not Rashi's fault. Ma bor. It sounds like the Mishnah is interpreting that stambor is asara tvachim, and that's what yesh bo kedei lahamis. The Tosus was troubled that it's not working out with the Gemara, but Rashi was coming from the Mishnah. So the Rabbeinu Yishai just explains how Rashi is going to fit into the Gemara. But the Kasha of the Gemara was that we don't understand the Chiluk between Misa as opposed to Nezek, because maybe Nezek also is subject to a Bor Asara Tvachim, but if it's less than Asara Tvachim, maybe you're not going to be Chayav for Nezek either. Okay, this is the Pshat that we can suggest within Rashi. And I, Bor the Yirmiyo, Bor the Yosef, aren't they more than Asara Tvachim? So how can Rashi say Stambor Asara Tvachim? If you see in Tanakh, it can be more. So the Shita says, no, that's not a Kasha. Because that was a prison. It was a Beis Asurim. A bor that's a Beis Asurim clearly is going to be more than 10 Tvachim. If it's not more than 10 Tvachim, then they can run out of the Beis Asurim. They can run out of the prison. We're talking about a bor for Tashmish, a bor for usages, for normal usages. not as a base asurim. A boy latashmish is tamo asara tefachim. Okay, that's Rashi. That's Rashi. Tosus doesn't want to learn like that. He says he's cautious on Rashi. The Tosus offers a different pshat in the Gemara. Let's see how Tosus says. Kainir Lefarish says Tosus, the Stambor Omokarbi. Really, Rashi is incorrect, says Tosus. Stambor is not Asarat Vachim, it's Omokarbi. So according to Tosus, Agimar works out very nicely. Simple pshat in the first kasha. Lo yud ksiv lo tes ksiv, because stam bor is omo karbe, so there's no shear of asar, there's no shear of tishedol. Mitzvichi bor vamesi yelo. And you need both bor and vamesi yelo. Why? The ilo ksiv bor havamina called the kotil vafilo en bokadeh lahamas. Ksiv bor havamina dafka bor velo shiach umaora, the kzeres hakosif lahaki yitzvich tervayim. What's Tosfos saying? Stambor is amokarbe, not just asarat vachim, it's amokarbe. And you need vamesi alo and bor, because from the words vamesi alo, I think what? Kol dekotim. Even kol shehu. Even if the bor is a kol shehu, as long as it killed, as long as something died, someone died in there, it'll be chayiv. So bor tells me, no, it's not kolshim. And if I had the word bor, then I think dafka bor velo shiach u'ma'or, not a trench. Kamash malon, no. If it's yesh bo kadeh lahamis, then you're going to be chayiv. What's the shock of the tire of the Gemara coming to Tosfos? What's he saying over here? What's he saying over here? Gemara initially says lo yud ksivi velo tes ksivi, so that we get. Because tam bor is amo karbe. Halakasha, Vamesi Elo, Amar Achmana, and Kimlu Rabbana, that you'd have the Misa, but not Tes. So what's that saying over here? Bor is Amo Karbe, Vamesi Elo sounds like it's Roy Lahom Misbo. So how do you put the two together? It says Tosis, Vamesi Elo teaches me that if it's Roy Lahom Mis, then you're going to be Chayiv. It doesn't have to be Amo Karbe. But at the same time, if I only had Vamesi Elo, I think even Kolshu. So Bor teaches me at least Yud. Bor teaches me at least Yud. What Tosfos is saying? The Iksiv Bor Havamina Dafka Bor Velo Shiach Amor. What's he saying? Iksiv Bor Dafka Bor Velo Shiach Amor. So the Marsha explains, just Pshat and Tosfos, the words. The Marsha explains, Tosfos didn't mean to say that Bor is coming to exclude Shiach and Bor. Why would I think bor as opposed to a trench? It's all the same. It's a dug-out area. What's the... No. Tosfos meant to say exactly like he said in the beginning. Stam bor is amokarbe. So if I only had the word bor, I think dafka bor velo shiach amora. Meaning, I think dafka bor, that's amokarbe. Not bor, a pit, as opposed to a trench. I think dafka a bor, that's amokarbe. And not a bor that's not amok. Not even a bor that's yud tfochem. I think it has to be omokarbe. What do you mean omokarbe? What's the shear? Why does it have to be omokarbe? So I think it has to be omokarbe. What's the lotion of the marsha? Iksiv bor habamin exerza kosov dafka bor omokarbe distam bor kachu. Have a bor eselo. I think since tambor is omokarbe, then you're only going to be chayv if it's omokarbe. How much? How much? So someone has suggested that what Tosfos had in mind is I think it has to be omokarbe omok enough that it's impossible that the shor is not going to die if it falls into the bor. Look, if the bor is only asara. It's yesh bo kadeh lahamis, but the shor might fall in and not die. I mean, things can fall into a bor that's 10 tvachim deep. It can produce misa, but they can fall in and they're not going to die. But if it's amok 30 feet, it's very unlikely that it's not going to die. Right. So I'd have a havamin if the Torah had said bor, since stam bor is amokar, but it says toses. I think dafka bor v'lo shiach u'ma'ara. Does mean that means what? I think dafka if it's amokar, but it's ef shalo yom is bo. That the only time that you can be chayev if the shor dies in the bor is if the bor is so deep that it's impossible. Not that it's dark. Not only that it's dark o bakach lahamis. It's very unlikely. It's impossible that it's not going to die. Oh, it's such a bore that it's impossible not to die in such an area because it's so deep. Then you'll be chayev. But if it's possible that it's not going to die, then maybe you shouldn't be chayev then. Says the Torah, "Vamesi alo." No, it doesn't have to be omokarbe. As long as it's yeshbo kedei lahamis. And what's the shear of yeshbo kedei lahamis? Sartvachim. Then it's enough to be chayev for the mises hashor. If it said bar, I think it has to be amok harbe. Kamashul anova, meis yelo, even if it's amok asara, and yesh bo kadei lahamis, that's sufficient. So why did Tosis not say that? Why did Tosis say, what I think, dafka bar, and have a shiachu ma'ara? Zokhtim ma'ashono, Tosis is just picking up on the lashon of the Mishnah. Mishnah, dafka nun aleph, on the base says, achofer bar, shiachu ma'ara is chayev. Im kelo in a bar, ma bar yesh bo kadei lahamis asara, shiachu ma'ara yesh bo kadei lahamis asara. That's what Tosis is saying. If it only would say bar, I would think it's dafka bar as opposed to a shiach or a ma'ar. But what does that mean? That means that I would think that dafka bar that's amok harbe. Ashvelan v'amesi alo, that the bar that we're referring to is not amok harbe. It's as long as it's yesh b'kadei lahamis, like the Mishnah says. If it's a bar asar and yesh b'kadei lahamis, then that's enough. That's enough for you to be chayav for the misa. So what's the machlokas Rashi and Tosis then? Machlokas Rashi and Tosis is: do we assume that a stam bor is amok asara, or do we assume it's more than asara? Right? Tosis holds no. Stam bor is taka amok more than asara. So that's why the Gemara asks: lo yuksi v'lo teskivi. Doesn't say yura tes in the pasuk. So if I just went with bor, with the word bor, I would think that I wouldn't even know what the shear of the ava the told is. I wouldn't know. Maybe taka it has to be amok harbe, amok kol kach, that we know for sure, it's very unlikely that the shor is going to survive. It has to be amok harbe. So what's the avodah told him? It doesn't say yudo tes b'chlal. Comes the Gemara and says, no, Bamesi Alo tells me that it's not a boy that's amok harbe. If it's yesh bo kadei lahamis, which is asar tfachim, so then you'll be chayah for the misa. But if it's less than asar tfachim, it's ein bo kadei lahamis, then you won't be chayah for the misa. So what's the Gemara then saying? Sof zov ze'av l'misav ze'av l'nezokin. Tosfos continues. It says, Umasik sof zov ze'av l'misav ze'av l'nezokin perish. Kevin the bor yud loksiv behedya, elam afkina misvara, ni v'hames yalo, d'vina k'te l'hames, v'kimlu l'rabona d'hain bor yud, bor tes nami habi svara d'avi av l'nezokin. Kevin the yeshbo k'de l'hazi. Kamakom lo mematin an adam in azokin the crowd of an avol shama shor lo ari ela bebor yud. Once we say vamesi elo teaches me that a bor lemisa is a bor asar tvachim. It's not amok harbe, but it has to be at least asar tvachim. And that's a svara. So then, I can learn misvara also that a bor tes is an avol in azokin, because it's yesh bo kadei lahazik. If yesh bo kadei lahamis is the svara that tells me that a bor asara is a bor lemisa, so then the svara should tell me that yesh bo kadei lahazik is a bor for nezakin too. What Tosis just points out, enough l'sham ashar, shar v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelin, the miyut is only going on what? On the ikar bor. The ikar bor in the pasuk is the bor asara, not on a bor of tes. So that's why, im huzak ha'adam, you'll be chayiv. If the person dies in the bor, then you'll be part of it. And who's that? Because that's going on a bor yud, not going on a bor tes. So he's just saying. Vamesi alo tells me that the svar is in yesh bo kadei lahamis yechayef for the misa. So that teaches me that a bor yud, since it's yesh bo kadei lahamis, misvar yechayef for misa. So too, by a bor of tes, it's yesh bo kadei lahazik, the svar is that you should be chayef for nezik. And that's what the Gemara is asking. What? That I have an av lemisa, bar asar is a av lemisa, bar tes is an av finezik. Based on svara. What, a bar yud is an av lemisa because the svara is, since it's yeshbo kadei lahamis, it should be an av lemisa? I thought we said it has to be mefurish in the pasuk to be an av. What's Taisa saying? I thought we said it has to be mefurish in the pasuk. bor in the pasuk is afilu amok harbe. Stam bor is amok harbe. So how do you know that a bor lamisa is yutvachim? Bamesi yelo teaches me the svar that if yesh bokad elaham is, then yechayef a misa. A svara? It's not out of a svara. It's not out of a svara. It should be a tolda. How is that enough? And then you're going to tell me that the borlin is zaken, a bor teslin is zaken, is also learned out of a svara. I thought we just said that svara always means told, it doesn't mean av. So how do you know anything over here? It doesn't say hadra kusha leduchta. It doesn't say yud. It doesn't say tes. It's all learned out of a svara. So if it's all learned out of a svara, so then why do we assume that either yud or tes are considered an av of bor? Pilei plaim on taisis. Comes the maram. And he says he is sold. Maram explains that Tosfos is never meant to say that this learned out of a svar. Tosfos is meant to say that the Gzeiras HaKosov is built on the time of the Kro. You see, there are some times that when we have a Gzeiras HaKosov, we say, that's the posuk, that's what the din is, there's nothing, you know, we're not working with the svars. Right? It's Gzeiras HaKosov, that's what the posuk says. Sometimes if the posuk itself gives you the svara, the Gzeiras HaKosov is built on, so then we can run with the svara of the pasuk. It's not just a svara ba'alma, it's a svara that's licked in the verit of the pasuk. If it's a svara that's mentioned in the pasuk, so then that's ksiva behedja. That's ksiva behedja. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's what Tosfos is saying over here. That once we see the Torah itself gives a svara, it gives the time of the kra for what kind of bor is roi lemisa. What kind of bor is chayev hamisa? So then we can extrapolate from the pasuk itself to nezek. We can extrapolate from the pasuk itself to nezek. Yesh ledakdek frektem aram maimai siraya l'nezokim imisa kibishlo imisa ksiv behedya bekrov lo mafkinim esvara el shabor eser hu kedei lohamis avol nezokim lo ksiv klal bekrov veichit esek bechayev. How can a bor l'nezokim be considered an av if it's all coming from svara? There is no pasuk at all. There's no pasuk at all. So how can you say that it's an av? So zok the maram, no. The nearer the kavanas atos is hachi. The me'acha de chazinan de lo chiva atar b'misa ela hechid yesh bokad ela hamiz. In kein chazinan de lav gzeres hakosavu ela hatara oz lebasar hasvara de b'yesh bokad ela hamiz de balabar gorma misa v'ha'ezek. Once we see that the Torah is nachas to the svara, that means that that's the gzeres hakosov. The gzeres hakosov is built on the svara. It's not a svara ba'alma, but the gzeres hakosov is built on the svara. That if yesh bo kedei lahamis asara, that's an av lemisa. So by the same token, you can extrapolate to nezek that if yesh bo kedei lahazik, that's an av lenezokin. That's how Tosfos is learning. It's not that it's based on a svara. It's that once you see that the Torah is using the svar of Yesh Bokadei Lahamis for the Av Lemisa, that means that the Gzeres HaKosov is whatever it's roi for, it's going to be an Av for that type of Nezek. So if it's Yesh Bokadei Lahamis, it's roi for Misa, so then it'll be an Av Lemisa. If it's Yesh Bokadei Lahazik, it's an Av Lenezokin, because it's roi for Nezek. That's how Tosfos is there. Questions? So when all the dust settles, what's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here? The machlokas says, do we assume it's dambor asar atvachim, or do we assume that it's amok harbe? What was that first kasha of the Gemara, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Lo yud ksivi velo tes ksivi, according to Rashi, doesn't mean it doesn't say yud or tes in the pasuk. It's dambor asar atvachim, it says yud in the pasuk. But the chilek between misa as opposed to nezek is not in the pasuk. Because I have a havamina that even for nezek, you need a bor of yud. Less than a bor of yud, you're not going to be chayim. The Gemara Nova, Maisi Elo tells me that Yud is only for Misa, not for Nezek. The Torah says, no, Stambar is more than Asar Tfachim. Kasha was Takalo Yud Ksiv Lo Tes Ksivi. Kamashmala Nova, Maisi Elo, that even though a Stambar is Taka Omok Harbe, but you don't need Omok Harbe. So much so that it's EF Shaloya Musbo. You don't need such a Dibor in order to be Chai for Misa, even if it's only Asara, if it's Yesh Bokadei Lahamis. That's enough to be chayef Misa. It says Tosfos by the same token, since we're using the svar of Yesh Bokadei Lahamis to create the av for Misa, the av for Nezek, the a bar l'nezakin is also an ab, because if it's yesh bo kadei lahazik, then it's no different than yesh bo kadei lahamis. The svara which emerges from the pasuk, the svara should tell me that a bar of tesh should be an ab and ab l'nezakin, no less than a bar of yud should be an ab l'nez. Okay. This is pshat in the sugya, the shock of the tire of the gemara according to Rashi. Now we have to understand the svara. Understand a logic. What emerges from the sugi is that a bor asar is roi lamisa, a bor of tes is roi in a zaken. Right? But if the shor is mace in a bor of tes, then the bala bar is not going to be chayiv, because it's not roi lahamispo. Right? It's not roi lahamispo. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean that the bala bar is potter if the shor is mace, the shor dies in a bor of less than you? So Rashi gives two different reasons. Right? Rashi, in the first Lashon, says what? The Nafal Shah Bebar Tisha, who may spot the Balabar, when who's a Chayyab? The Dachsiv, the Amei Siyalo, the Masha Bar Asar, the Bar Mikdalu Chayyab, Misa Shor, Habatz Mehachib, Misa Lo Chayyab. What's the reason why Misa Lo Chayyab, the Balabar is not Chayyab, the Misa Shor, if it's less than you? What's the answer? What's the reason? What's the reason that the balabar is not chayev and misa sashar if it's less than yud? Help me now. Gzeras hakasim. Yes. No, he didn't say that. He says it's not. It's vamesi alo is mashma bor asara the bar mikta. Oh, you're saying roy? Yeah, but it's a pasuk. It says it's a pasuk. Tell me, if the shor fell into the bor and died, it's a bor of tisha. The shor fell into the bor and itaka died. Did the bor cause the death of the shor? Was it gory in the death of the shor? Yes, according to the first chat in Rashi, Itaka was Gorin. But since it's not a bar mikdil, it's not rogil bekach. Let's say it's not rogil bekach to kill the shor if it's less than yud. It's not rogil bekach because Eretz Hakosav, Amesi Elo tells me that the balabar is not going to be chayef and misa shor if it's less than yud. That's what Rashi is saying. He's not telling you that the board was not Gorin the misa if it's less than yud. It was Gorin the misa, but the reality is it's not rogil bekach, let's say. It's not a bar mikdil. It's not normal. It's because it's not darko b'kach, the gzeras hakosav tells me that you're going to be potter for that nisa. That's the first lashon of Rashi. Comes the second lashon of Rashi and says the naya zach a chiddush, a new thing. Umiu and meis hashar amar rabbanah bebar tisha potter the lo machmas habar meis the ein bo kedei lahamis. Aval who's a chayv? Why are you potter if the shor was meis in the bar of less than yud, bar tisha? Why? Says Rashi in the second Loshin, that Chazal have a Kabbalah that if the shor dies in a bor of tes, lo machmas habor meis. Didn't happen because of the bor. Didn't happen because of the bor. It happened because of something else. The shor's weakness, whatever it is, but that's not machmas habor. A bor of less than yud, according to the second Loshin of Rashi, does not cause misa. It just doesn't do it. So if the shor died, it's not because of the bor. And that's why the Baal Bar is going to be part. Interesting. This is not the first Lashon of Rashi. According to the first Lashon of Rashi, the Choritz Masha, that even if the Shor dies in a Bar of less than Yud, we attribute the death of the Shor to the Bar, but nevertheless, Bamesi Elohs, Exeris Hakosa, the teaching is that the Baal Bar is not going to be Chayek. It's Dafke Bar Mikdil. Bar Mikdil means it's Dark of Lekach, it's Roy Lekach. It's not Roy Lekach, even though we definitely attribute the Misa to the Bar. But it's Exeris HaKosav that he's going to be part there anyway. Second Lashon is not like that. Second Lashon says beferish that lo machmas habor meis. We assume that a bor of less than you, lo machmas habor meis. The Rambam seems to have a third approach. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam has one extra word, one very interesting word. Did you catch it? This is the Rambam in Hilchas Niske, Mamad Perek Yibes, Halacha Tezavah. Also tell Gavah b'shus Rabbim v'nechbita bo ha-behem u'meisa Simhoi Gavah asar atfachem chayev l'shalim v'may pachos me'asar poter al-misa ha-behem ha-blim huzke b'lvad chayev l'shalim nezik shom v'afilu b'tel Gavah kolshu says the Rambam o b'chafir kolshi sh'anezik b'cholshu dover motziv yadua v'ein ha-misa b'cholshu hu mitzuya v'arev kamo ones. What p'tur does the Rambam invoke to explain why a bor tisha is potter from misa? Ones. That means that the Baal HaBor had no responsibility to be mala al daito that the shor is gonna die in that bar. Does the Rambam say lomach masabar meis hashor? It didn't happen because of the bar. It doesn't say that. The Rambam holds that if meis hashor, then we do attribute the misa to the bar. I mean, the shor tripped into the bar, so the bar definitely contributed to the misa. So the bar was goring the misa. We still attribute the misa to the bar. But onus rachmana patre, the bala bor is potter milashalim, just like a shomer, let's say. A shomer chinam is potter for onsim. He's also, the bala bor is also potter for onus. He had no reason to think that this bor was going to cause a misa to the shomer. So three different approaches, two in Rashi and one in the Rambam. Rashi says, Vamesi elo is exeris akosav to teach me that if it's aim bo kadeh lahomis, if it's not rogel bakach to cause the misa, so then the Baal HaBor is potter. Second shot in Rashi is that we don't attribute the Misa to the Bor B'chalal. And the Rambam says, Onus Rachmana Patre, that a Bor of less than Yud, since it's not Mitsuya, Misa is not Mitsuya, and a Bor of less than Yud, it's like an Onus, the Baal HaBor had no responsibility to do a Shmira for that situation. Eitan.
I mean, it sounds like the Rambam is saying something like similar to the first shot in Rashi. He's saying that Why is it honest? Because it's not
Orcha. There's no question. The Rambam and the first Tanya Rashi are similar in one respect, that they both say that we do attribute the Misa to the Bor. It's part of for a different reason, but we do attribute the Misa to the Bor, as opposed to the second Tanya Rashi, that we don't even attribute the Misa to the Bor if it's less than Yud.
Doesn't even sound the same? Because Rashi's saying that he's part of because it's Lav Orcha, I guess.
Rashi doesn't say honest. Rashi mentions Exeris HaKasim. So what you want to suggest is maybe Rashi meant the Rambam. He meant onus. Okay, but you don't have to learn Rashi like that. And you'll see there's some Rishonim who can't learn like that. Some Rishonim need a Gzeres HaKasim. So I'm leaving the first Pshat of Rashi open that it's just a Gzeres HaKasim. But since it's not Rogil B'Kach, so maybe it's a Gzeres HaKasim, then he's part of Bar Tisha. Yes?
Can you say then that you can't be honest, that you should be honest for the Zikin?
Why not? If the reason why the Bala Bor, why the Bala Mamun is Chayiv, is because he has to watch his animal, so if he's an Ones, just like a Shomer who accepts upon himself the responsibility from a Mafkid, right, and then either the Pikadum becomes damaged, or the Pikadum does Hezek, the Shomer is part of this, so too a Bala Mamun, the owner of the Mamun himself. If the whole idea is that he's Chayiv and Hezek because he should have watched his animal, so if he's an Ones, then he doesn't have the responsibilities of the Shmir. I saw a hand up in the back. Okay. What's enough nafkamina between these different reasons? These three reasons? Can you think of a situation where maybe the Baal HaBor, where we can attribute the Misa to the Bor, and maybe the Baal HaBor is not an Onus? Maybe he's not an Onus? If you can think of a situation where we actually can attribute the Misa to the Bor itself, so then he's not an Onus. According to the Rambam, he should be Chayiv. According to Rashi, you can't say Lo Machmas HaBor Meis. But if you hold that he's Potter because of Gzeres HaKosov, then it's not Rogil B'Kach. So maybe even in a situation where we can attribute the Misa to the Bor, but as long as it's not Rogil B'Kach, maybe he still is going to be Potter. What kind of a strange situation is that? Who would just say, HaBor Asar is Rogil Misa? If it's less than Asar, it's not Rogil Misa. So the Rishonim later on Daf Nun Amud Beis and Aleph Amud Aleph, they have a whole debate. What's the sheer Asar? Or better yet, how do I measure the ten tefachim? How do I measure the ten tefachim? If you were to ask me, I'd say, the ten tefachim, take the bor from the top of the bor, from the ground level to the bottom of the bor, that's ten tefachim, right? So it says the Gemara, no, that's actually not the Pashat in the Gemara. Not the Pasha on the Gemara. How else should you measure Asar Tefachim? Let's look at a Gemara together. I know some of you saw this Gemara, not all of you did. So let's see, it's a very short piece of Gemara, but it's fascinating. Let's turn to Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about a Bor Asar Tefachim, how a shor dies in a Bor Asar Tefachim. It talks about Chavota. Is there a Chavota? Chavota means that when the shor falls in, it gets beaten by the ground. Knocks against the ground, and that's what kills it. So do you have a chavata only if it's asar tefachim? Well, can you have a chavata? Can the shor get knocked up? Right? Get beaten by the ground, even if it's less than asar tefachim. So the Gemara tells a story. Let's look four lines in the bottom. The first one line is Havla. Stories are always nice, right? Hahu Torah d'nafal larisa d'daloi. There was a Torah, there was a shore that fell into the irrigation canal. An irrigation dish. Rashi says, Mashke sados. D'aloi, yor d'daloi, Mashke sados v'yamuka amuk. This arisa d'daloi was only amok and amma. How deep is an amma? How deep is an amma? Six tvachim. Not 10 tvachim. Six tvachim. Shachti morit. So the owner, after the shore fell in, the owner shachted it. Because, you know, it broke its leg or whatever. I don't know exactly what happened over there. So the owner felt that it wasn't going to be able to use the shore for raja, for plowing anymore, so he shachted it. The Gemara Tarfei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said it's a treifa. It's a treifa. It's not kosher. The owner thought that he was solving the problem. He can't use the shor anymore, but at least he'll shecht it, he'll eat the meat. Rav Nachman says, no, it's a treifa. Why is it a treifa? So let's skip the middle of the Gemara. Let's just go to the, let's cut to the chase. Gemara Andaf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. The last word on the line is the second wide line. Hainu Taimah. And there's a whole back and forth. Rav Nachman was thinking, you know, what was he thinking? So it's not the Gemara. No. Elahainu taima de Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman think that it should be a treifa? What's the kasha of the Gemara? Right? If the arisa d'dalai is only six tvachim, so why is it a treifa? If the arisa d'dalai was 10 tvachim, so then I understand it. Rav Nachman called it a treifa. Why? Because it fell 10 tvachim, even though it didn't die. Lucky. But the fact is, it had a chavata of asara tvachim. It bounced on the bottom of the bar. So we assume that it became a treifa. A treifa means that it's expected that it's not going to live out the 12 months. Not going to live out 12 months. So if you tell me that the arisa d'daloi was 10 tefachim, so then I understand. But if it's only 6 tefachim, so what's Rav Nachman saying that the behemah is a treifa? It says, Zokta Gemara, l'haino tamad Rav Nachman, sover, mekreisa d'torah la'ara kamahavi arbo. Arisa d'daloi kamahavi shisa. Ha'asan. From the bottom of the belly of the animal to the ground is four tvachim. The arisa d'daloi is six tvachim. So four and six is ten. So it turns out when the animal fell into the bor, it had a chavat of asara tvachim. Because we don't look at the legs of the animal, we look at the bottom of the animal. That's really what's hitting hard. So if the belly of the animal is four tvachim above the ground, and then the ditch is six tvachim, so together it's yod. Ishtakach the chikamachabe me'asarahu the kamachabe. There's a chavot of asar tvachim. There's a chavot of asar tvachim. Then we understand. Rav Nachman said, "It's royal lahamizbo. Since the boar is royal lahamizbo, we have to treat it like a treifa. So we have to treat it like a treifa. Then you can't eat the animal." Adkan. So, frak the Gemara, I don't understand. If you tell me that as long as the ditch was six tvachim, since the behema has four tvachim between its belly and the ground, that's a total of ten. So then why does the Mishnah say that in order to be chayef and misasher, you need 10 tvachim in the bar? You don't really need 10 tvachim in the bar. How many tvachim do you need in the bar for misa? Six? Because the animal is four tvachim higher than the ground. The belly of the animal is four tvachim higher than the ground. Elamaslisin dekatani ma bar shukadei lahamis yud tvachim, akol sheyesh bokadei lahamis yud tvachim, b'shisana misagya. Why do you need 10 tvachim to be chayef and misasher? Six tvachim should be enough. Dr. Gemara, Amri, they say in the yeshiva, Masnisin the Igander Labor. What in the world does that mean? Masnisin the Igander Labor. The Igander says, Rashi, Shochev Haya bin Isgalgal bin Afal. The case of the Mishnah is talking about where the shore rolled into the bar. It wasn't standing up, it rolled into the bar. So if it rolled into the bar, it was on the floor. And then it rolled into the bar, so then we can't talk about the four tvachim between the belly and the ground. Because there are no four tvachim between the belly and the ground, the shore's on the ground. The shore is rolling into the bor, then you need asar tvachim in order to say that it's yesh b'kadei lahamis. Rav Nachman was talking about where the shore was walking. The shore was walking kedarka, and it fell. So there we can talk about the asar tvachim are measured from the belly of the animal. But the Mishnah that says asar tvachim is enough, kedei lahamis, it's roi lahamis bo, that's talking about where the shore rolled into the bor. Wow. That's an incredible chiddush. What emerges from this gemara? Poshup shah, without looking at all the details in the Isha, just Pashup Shah. From this Gemara, it sounds like the owner could be chayiv for Nisa Sashor, even if it falls into a bor of six tefachim. As long as the shor is walking kedarka, and he falls into the bor of shish tefachim, you should be chayiv. Is it rogil b'kach that the bor is going to cause a Nisa to the shor? If the shor is walking kedarka and falls into the bor that's amok vav tefachim? Of course. It's rogil b'kach, it's darka b'kach. Can you call that onus? The bala bor is an onus. If the bor is only 9 tefachim, no. Even if the bor is only 6 tefachim, he's not an onus, because most shvarim are not rolling around. I mean, I'm not on the farms, but that's my feeling, right? Most shvarim are probably walking around. They fall into the bor, they're walking around. So can you say that once a bor is tes tefachim, is tisha tefachim, so then the owner is the bala bor is an onus that the behemah died? According to the Gemara on Daf Nun, Ben Aleph, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like as long as it's 6 tefachim, the owner should not be an onus. Can you say lo machmas habor meis by a bor tisha? It's not really true. According to the Gemara, it sounds like even a bor shisha tefachim, you can't say lo machmas habor meis. Machmas habor meis if it's shisha, because that's asar tefachim. Right? That's asar tefachim. So it would seem from this Gemara that Itaka, it should depend. It should depend on whether the boar, on whether the shore is rolling into the boar or he's walking into the boar. If he's walking into the boar, according to the Rambam in the second shot in Rashi, he should be chayef from Nisa Shor, even if the boar is less than 10 tach. From the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, what emerges is that Lachor, there should be a chilek between how the shore is coming into the boar. If he's rolling into the boar, so then we understand that you need 10 tach, and if it's less than 10 tachim, then the balabor is an onus. Then we say lo machmas habor meis, and then the balabor should be put. But if the shor is walking kedarko, then the chora, even if the bor is only 6 tefachim or 7 tefachim, he's not an onus. The balabor is not an onus. He can't say lo machmas habor meis. The chora machmas habor meis. So in such a case, the chora the owner should be chayim. The owner should taka be chayim. And that's in fact what the Torah quotes from the Rama. Echad achofer bor shiach and ra'ah kulam shavim lechiyuv ubelvad shiyehe bo kedei laham yisdainu asar tefachim. Im ein bo asar tefachim eno chayev al anisa afilu shenava bo hashor me'umad ve'inyin shiyesh bo gova asar tefachim im nitzarev gova ragli hashor im omek habor. Im ein bo asar tefachim eno chayev al anisa afilu shenava bo hashor me'umad ve'inyin shiyesh bo gova asar tefachim im nitzarev gova ragli hashor im omek habor. The Rama says that if the gova habor together with the gova of the animal, with the four tefachim of the animal, equals 10 tefachim, then the owner is going to be chayav even if the boar itself is not 10 tefachim. That's the simple reading of the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph on the Aleph. Tremendous chiddush, totally against the svara, totally against the poshut pshat that we were thinking till now. The Mishnah says that it has to be a bar asara to be chayav misa. Anything less than that, you're potter. Comes the Gemara and says, no, even a bar shisha is enough, as long as the shor is walking normally and he's not rolling into the bar. So you'll take a look at the Torah. He quotes from the Rosh. And I showed you the Shita Mekubetzes, quotes a Rashba and the Rosh like this. Both the Rosh and the Rashba disagree. And they claim, no, take the Gemara Kepshuta. Not the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph and the Aleph, but take all the other Gemaras Kepshuta. That if the boar is less than 10 tefachim, you can't be chayef and nisa shor at all. Can't be chayef and nisa shor. They argue with the Rama. So the question is, first of all, how are the Rosh and the Rashba going to understand the Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph? Gemara says, masnisin the igandel bar, that only if the shor is rolling into the bar, you're going to be chayef if it's asar tefachim. That's kasha number one. That how are they going to understand the Mishnah? And the second thing that we have to understand is what's the svara behind the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rama makes perfect sense. But if the shor is walking normally, so then there's a chavata of yud tfachim. The bailam are no longer anusim. They're not anusim. We can't say lomach masabar meis. So then it makes sense that he should be chayim. What's the svara of the Rosh and the Rashba that they say no? As long as the bar is less than 10 tfachim, he can't be chayim for the misa of the shor. Okay, so take a look at the Torah, look at the different shittas in the Rishonim, and tomorrow Mitzvah Shem will have to explain what the shittas are based on.